On today's show, automakers take a strong LGBT stand. Pickup sales could see their first decline in ages. And the amazing artists who work at the UAW. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for April 6th of 2015. Car sales were unexpectedly strong last month in the U.S., but we could begin to see a sales slowdown in April. Wards reports that March inventory levels are down 2%. And if you have fewer cars in inventory, you have less product to sell. Most interestingly, large pickups could see a decline for the first time in over a year on a daily selling rate basis. Inventory levels for them were down 12% in March, mostly due to the limited availability of the new Ford F-150. So remember that when we get April sales. If pickup sales are down, it's not because people don't want them. It's because there weren't enough of them to sell. And in other sales news, Tesla reported a strong performance in the first quarter of the year. Through March, the company delivered more than 10,000 EVs, a gain of 55%. From now on, the company says it will reveal deliveries within 3 days of the end of the quarter because it says projections of its sales by other sources are inaccurate. Well, imagine that. You don't report sales, and then you get irritated when people get the numbers wrong. We're going to be back with more right after this.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Borg Warner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
We know that automotive designers and engineers will take inspiration from almost anywhere. And it seems that the folks from Kia and Kumho Tires must have been enjoying some fun out on the water together. Because much like a catamaran reduces friction to speed through the water, the two companies co-developed what they call adaptive concave profile tires, which were shown on the recent Novo concept. The two narrow contact points on the 20-inch tires will keep the rubber cool, lower rolling resistance, reduce noise, and they'll flatten out going through corners to improve grip. While still not ready for production, this is now the second time we've been showing you a tire like this. The first was from Hankook, and now they've made their way onto a concept vehicle. As we said before, when a feature keeps popping up on concept cars, it's a good sign. It's headed for production. They used to call it a roach coach, but now food trucks are the it things in the culinary world, and automakers are jumping onto the bandwagon. We showed you the ultimate barbecue machine from Nissan, and now Peugeot unveiled its aptly named Le Bistrot du Lion. The truck was made to deliver high-quality food on the go for up to 30 people and even has its own DJ booth. Well, I guess France has come full circle. The country known for haute cuisine is now part of the culture that hands out culinary delights from a food truck. They call it the UAW Ford Art Collaborative. It's a way to showcase the artistic talents of UAW employees who work at Ford. I got a chance to see the exhibit comprising 90 works of art from 44 hourly and salaried employees and wanted to share some of them with you. Check out this photograph titled Ellie and Sadie by Joseph G. Eldon, who works at Ford's Dearborn stamping plant. I love the subject matter, the composition, and especially the contrast in lighting. In the days and weeks to come, we'll show you the photography, the paintings, the sculpture, and mixed media artwork that's part of this display. Coming up next, no doubt you heard about the big backlash to Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Well, the automotive industry was heavily involved in that.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Indiana kicked off a firestorm when it enacted its own version of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, or RFRA. That's because a lot of people believed it opened the door to open discrimination against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. Normally, this is the kind of fight that only involves political activists. Instead, businesses and corporations of all kinds came out against the law, and the auto industry was right in the thick of it. There are five automakers with operations in Indiana, and they all came out against it. But some were clearly braver about it than others. Honda and FCA published strongly worded statements on their media websites. Amazingly, so did NASCAR and Cummins, the diesel engine maker. Subaru took a strong stand, but you had to contact them to get a copy. They never published it on their media website. Same with Toyota and General Motors. They issued statements about inclusion, but never mentioned Indiana or the RFRA, and they never published it on their websites. I can understand their trepidation. This is a controversial topic. But I gotta say, in my entire career, I've never seen the auto industry take a stand like this on a social issue. It's unprecedented. And I have the utmost respect for Honda, FCA, NASCAR, and Cummins for being so public about where they stand. That stand helped prompt the Indiana legislature to eliminate discrimination against LGBT people. Like I said, we've never seen the automotive industry involved in something like this before. Anyway, that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching.